It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Campo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Campo.
Is Sue there?
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you.
This is Sue.
Are you the manager down there to the bakery?
No.
Did you run that thing down there? Are you the one with red hair?
Yeah.
Are you the one I need to talk to? Listen, my name is Roy Mercer. We're keeping my grandnieces Twyla and Lila. And we was in your store yesterday. Went by there and y'all had y'all give out them cookies and free cookies.
Uh-huh.
Listen. My twin grandnieces got into them, and apparently, I don't know what to be put too much sugar or something in there, and they run Bursac through the store. I got them wired up on the sugar or something, and they got crazier than a hydrophobic dog down there. Yesterday?
Uh-huh.
And they tore into some big old giant-sized bags of taco Doritos and a whole box of them Pokemon cards, and then went back and knocked over a daggum concrete bird bath back there in Lawn and Garden, and I gotta have to pay for that now. Well, this ain't funny. It's your dad.
This
is Roy damn Mercer out there. I'm the grand uncle, and me and my wife is keeping them. That mom and daddy's hauling a load of unfinished furniture out to Nathan, Arizona, and we was keeping them for a few days while I was out there. And they went just plumb upside down and wired up nine ways from Sunday down there to your store. Cost me $78.50, and I ain't paying it. I'm going to come down there and get it out of you today.
Okay.
You got $78.50?
Sure.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I guarantee you, it wouldn't be nothing for me to send my wife, Sharon Jean, down there and whoop somebody's ass.
Okay.
Well, it ain't funny. Because I guarantee you, she'd kick your ass so hard you could floss with her shoelaces. Well. So I gotta come down there this morning and get $78.50 out of you, or maybe you could just tell the manager down there that you'd take care of it, because she had to sign a thing that said that she's gonna pay for it.
I don't believe so.
We was just in there getting liquid plumber and knee socks, ma'am, and they went nuts over them daggum cookies.
Well, I can't help that.
Tell you what, she'd be down there and whip you like egg whites, make a ass whoop meringue out of you. Well. Why don't you tell that manager lady back there that made her sign that paper that you just take care of it? Her name is Cindy York back there.
Who?
Cindy York.
Cindy York?
You know Cindy York?
Yeah, I do believe I do.
Yeah, by God.
How do you know Cindy York?
Because she emailed us from Japan to whoop your ass.
For pity's sake.
Well, that's what I said about the time they was tearing into half of them Pokemon cards down there.
Yeah.
She was over in Japan, but we was hoping you'd be the one to turn yeller. But you didn't. You did.
All right, little Roy D. Mercer, start the day off. I love it. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one before. There's a few I haven't heard, but I heard most of them. But anyway, this is Craig with the Outdoor Show. We are coming to you from Fairbanks, Alaska on KFAR. 660 AM, 97.5 FM, which sounds better if you try switching over there. The audio is better on your car radio. Most of you probably listen on a car radio, but yeah. Whoop, got a microphone problem. There we go. All right. Well, today we're going to do something a little different. We're just going to have fun. We're not going to talk about outdoor stuff so much today. We do some of that. About half the show is outdoors, and the other half is either local community stuff, politics, a little humor, a little business, a little industry. But today we're just going to have fun. We're going to relive some fun things we've done in the past year or so, and I'm going to talk about a couple practical jokes we did. I've been asked to repeat the one I played when the comedian was up here, Greg Fitzsimmons, a couple months ago. He did a story, and I played it, but it was really hard because I had to edit the dirty words out, and it was kind of hard to do off my phone video. I'm pretty low tech here, but anyway, I'm just going to tell the story, and that way I can do it without really getting kicked off the air, I think. For those that didn't hear it, because I've been asked to tell it, and it was probably the best practical joke of the year. So As you know, Jerry Evans runs the comedy show, Alaska Comedy. Good outfit. They do good. They bring out some nice headliners. They've had some really funny people up. Quinn Dale, one of my favorite. I love Quinn Dale. He's just hilarious. I hadn't seen Greg Fitzsimmons, and he's real popular. He does the circuit all over the country. He's in his late 50s, kind of balding guy, kind of laid back, kind of a little bit of a tree hugger, I think. I don't really know. He's from L.A., so what do you expect? But anyway, I get a call from Jerry Evans, who says, hey, Craig, I got a guy coming up, Greg Fitzsimmons, and, he's coming up to do four shows. They do three or four shows, like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, whatever, at the different venues here in town. And he said, I'd really like it if he could get out a little bit, and maybe he's coming all the way up here, and maybe see a little bit of Alaska, maybe see a moose, see the pipeline, whatever. And maybe you could take him out and, do something. I said, yeah, I'd do that. I said, I got no plans that day. So picked a day, I think it was Saturday. I told Jerry, I said, yeah, maybe I'll hook on my side-by-side, the Defender all enclosed, and we'll go out for a ride on the Compo Trail or maybe Chino Hot Springs. I might see a moose on the way and stop and see the pipeline. And he said, oh, that'd be great, man. That's so great. Because these comedians, they just sit in their hotel room all day until their show at 7 at night or whatever. And his show was going to be at the Palace Saloon, Alaska Line there. So I said, yeah, I'll take care of it. So anyway, next day I was talking to buddy of mine who's a policeman who you may all know, but I'm not going to use his name here in town. Good guy, great sense of humor. I said, hey, I got an idea here. Let's let's pull one over on this guy. I've never met him, don't know who he is. I haven't spoken with him, but I'm supposed to pick him up at Sophie's station, at whatever time it was, 1 o'clock on a Saturday. I said, let's set this up. So we set up this prank. And it was world class. It really was. And it was almost hard to pull off because I had, first of all, I went and picked this guy up. He's standing outside eating an apple and he's got some granola in his hand. And I rolled a window down. I said, hey, Greg Fitzsimmons? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, you want to go? I think we'll go out to Chino Hot Springs. You got to check out the ice hotel and maybe we'll go swimming and do a little four-wheeling or whatever. He thought that was a great idea, ran back in, got his, I guess he brought some swim trunks, so got those. So anyway, we get in the truck, and we're driving out Chino Hot Springs Road, and I have it set up where I stop at Chino Hot Springs Gas and top off the truck, and that's where my police buddy was. But he's parked there in a cop car in his uniform on his day off. Okay, so this is on his day off, but he's in uniform. So anyway, we gas up and we're having a great conversation. I'm telling about, where I'm going on vacation and talking about our family business. And he is just so relaxed. He goes, this is really cool. We're going to go out to see this hot springs and everything. So we head on out. We stopped at Chino Hot Springs Gas. And then as I head back on the road, and this was kind of prearranged, I turn onto Love Road there where you can see the pipeline, that road that goes down to the pipeline. And as I'm pulling down the road, and this is before the snow was on the ground, so it was kind of wet, muddy ground, the road. I'll tell you why that's important later. We're driving down the road, and as we get close to the pipeline, the cop car behind me turns his lights on. And I just go into panic mode. I just go, oh, no. And he goes, what, you taillights or something? I said, Greg, this is not good. It's not good. And I grip the wheel with my hands, my clammy hands, and I just stare forward. And he goes, what's going on? I said, this is not good. This is really not good. And as I see the trooper pull up in the rear, walk up in the rearview mirror, I down by my legs, I had a satchel bag, like one of them cloth Fred Meyer bags, those bags used for shopping. And I lifted it up and I said, here, hide this. And I threw it over to his lap, and it was in the bag was these three Ziploc baggies full of white powder, which was actually cornstarch, but he didn't know what they were. And it spilled all over his corduroy pants. And he immediately grabs these bags and puts them behind the seat as the cop walks up to the window. I roll down the window, and he's trying to brush this white powder off his pants. And he's just like in shock. He doesn't say anything. And I said, "Hi, officer, was I doing something wrong?" And he goes, "Yeah, you have no taillights and you got no brake lights and you got no license plate and all this stuff." And I said, "Oh, yeah." And then he looks over and he goes, "Sir," he just kind of stares at his pants, right? And we're just both, and I've still got my hands gripped on the wheel. And he said, "I'm going to need license and registration." And so I point at my glove box and I said, "Can you grab my registration?" So he opens a glove box and out tumbles a baggie full of pills with several $100 bills inside of it. And he didn't know that was a setup. It was, you know, zinc. It's my zinc bill. I take zinc. But he didn't know, again, what it was. And he just immediately shoves it in the corner of the... Now, this guy doesn't know me. He met me 20 minutes earlier, and here he is trying to hide drugs for me. And so the trooper goes, "Hey, what's that? Hand me that baggie." And so he grabs it, and he hands it to him. And he goes, "What is that?" And he goes, "I don't know." And he said, "Sir, I'm going to need you to step out of the car." And he goes, and he looks at the comedian and goes, "Put your hands on the dash." So he puts his hands on the dash, or we both do, actually. He has us both put hands on the dash and goes back to his cop car. I think he's just trying to control his laughter at this point. And we're sitting there. We both have our hands on the car, and he goes, and I'm just quiet the whole time. So he is freaking out. And so he goes, can I ask you what that white powder is?" And I just said, "I have no idea." He goes, "Okay." So he's just sitting there. And he's thinking maybe it's fentanyl, which is, you know, deadly. And so as we sit there for 2 or 3 minutes with our hands on the dash, and he comes back and he said, "Mr. Campo, you're going to need to get out of the car. There's a felony warrant for your arrest." And I said, "I know." And he looked at me and he goes, "You know?" And I said, "Yeah." So he takes me out of the car. He handcuffs me, hands behind my back. And he tells Greg to leave his hands on the dash, not to change anything. Leave his hands on the dash. He'll be back. So we're back there. I'm in the cop car, and this trooper and I are just cracking up, just laughing, thinking, how are we going to compose ourselves? How are we going to let this guy off the hook? So anyway, he goes back to the car. I'm handcuffed in the back of the cop car. He comes back and he says, "I need your license or I need your driver's license." So he brings it out and he goes, "So you're Greg Fitzsimmons?" He goes, "You're from California?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, California is a feeder state. Were those your drugs?" He goes, "No." And he said, "Well, Mr. Campo said they were your drugs." He goes, "He said that?" After this guy tries to protect me and hide my contraband. Anyway, he goes, "What's your story?" And he goes, "Listen, I met this guy 20 minutes ago. I'm doing a comedy show tonight." He goes, I can't believe he said that was my drugs. He goes, Jerry Evans set this up. He goes, we're going out to some hot springs. He goes, that's my story. And he was actually fairly calm about it. But inside his heart was probably thumping. He had the show to do. He gets the guy out of the car. And he walks him back to the cop car, and he gets me out of the cop car, and we're both standing there, and he's just kind of stunned, you know, this whole time. And as he's looking at me, and I'm standing next to the cop, I said, "Hey," I said, "this is my buddy," and I said his name. I said, "We're both going to your comedy show tonight." And it did not register. He just basically looked straight forward. I said, "Yeah, we're buddies. We're both going to your comedy show tonight." And we're both starting to smile. And all of a sudden, he realizes what has happened. He's been pranked. And he literally goes to the ground on all fours in the mud and holding his ribs with one hand. And he is laughing, and he cannot control his laughter. And he's like in shock, and he's relieved, and he's pissed off and everything else. But it was really crazy. Anyway, that's only half the story. I'll tell the second half. We went on out to Chino Hot Springs. It involves Bernie Carl, roadkill moose meat. There's a bunch of other stuff to the end. So stick around. I'm going to share the rest of this crazy prank with you. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
The Campo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race. And their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly, and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, we're back. We are just having fun today, telling all practical joke stories. And I was talking before the break about when a comedian came up and we pranked him with what he thought was... Oh, one part of that story was the cop asked him, are you feeling okay? Because that could be fentanyl that's on your clothes. And he goes, no, I'm feeling very lightheaded. And the cop says, because I have got some Narcan in the car. So if we need to. And he goes, yeah, I'm actually he wasn't feeling lightheaded. He was just so in shock about this. Anyway, so after we tell him what's going on and he spends about 5 minutes laying in the mud laughing, we decide we're going out to Chino Hot Springs, the three of us, and laughed the whole way, of course. We stopped, and the cop lives in the area, so he got in back into his street clothes, and we went out. We all went swimming, and one of the funny things he said was, and the pool was extremely hot. Parts of it were like 110 degrees, and so he was shocked at how hot it was. And I, as we're standing in the pool, the three of us, I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, there's a lot of Asians here. I said, yeah, they come, a lot of them come here because if they want to conceive a child under the northern lights, they feel they're going to have a boy. And that's a big deal in some of these countries, China or Japan, whatever. And so he made the comment. He goes, well, 110 degree water? Yeah, I don't think... their boys are going to survive to make babies. I never thought of it that way, but yeah, that's a good point. I have to ask Bernie about that. But anyway, we meet Bernie. I told Bernie we're bringing this guy out. So we did a tour of we went swimming. We went, had a tour of the garden, which is amazing if you've never seen it. Then we went to the ice hotel, and he got to meet Bryce, who is the ice carver out there, world-class carver. We sat down, and of course, this guy doesn't drink. And so the cop and I, Bernie's, after we're done showing him all the crazy ice statues, and if you've never been in there, you got to go. It's just incredible. But we went over and had apple teenies. And we had, I'm not going to say several, but we had enough. And we were telling jokes and sitting there having a good time, and Bernie's, of course, entertaining all by himself. But then he goes, wait a minute, you guys have had three or four of these. Who's driving? I said, well, I guess you are. I'm not driving. And so he drove my big Tundra truck all the way back to Fairbanks. And along the way, the trooper broke out some moose sausage, some summer sausage and jerky and stuff. And we passed it around. He was eating. He goes, man, this is really good. He goes, did you shoot this moose yourself? And he goes, no, that's roadkill. And he's serious because when a moose gets hit by a car, if nobody claims it, you know, at some point somebody's got to claim it. And I think one of the troopers, this particular trooper wound up with some. And so you can see the expression on his face change like he's biting into broken glass or something, which isn't the case, of course. Anyway, then we went to his show that night, and he literally, now he starts his show off all over the country with this story. He's been on Adam Carolla. He's been on all these podcasts. This guy grew up with Joe Rogan. He literally was Joe Rogan's roommate, and they wrote comedy together and did a lot of things together. But that was... So he did the show, and now Jerry keeps sending me whenever he's in Chicago or L.A., and he talks about the story. He's on a podcast, and it's funny because he just loves the story. He loves telling the story, and I would have played it for you, but again, it's got some language in it that's hard for me to control with this mic and this North Korean equipment that's here. So that was one fun thing we did. One of my other favorite practical jokes we did was on my son-in-law many years ago, and he's a big fisherman, loves to fish. And we were over at, I think, off the Delta Clearwater or whatever. And this is back years ago. He caught a big 18-inch grayling, blue, beautiful grayling, and big, big body, and wanted to keep that one. We said, okay, yeah, we'll do it. So we wrapped it up in this brown, wrapping paper, and put it in a cooler. And then we headed back home that day. And we get to the shop, and I said, let's just put it in the freezer for tonight, because we'll find a taxidermist to do the mount. And and he's a gullible guy, this Bryce, my son-in-law. He's pretty gullible, but he's a great guy, but very gullible. We couldn't find a taxidermist. You know, nobody in town does fish anymore, or it didn't then, and I don't know if they do now. But so I said, well, we'll have to send it down to Anchorage. But in the meantime, I thought, oh, here's a great idea. So I had a buddy of mine who's a retired cop. I don't know how I get hooked up with these guys. But I said, hey, I want you to come in. And now Bryce was working as my parts manager at the shop at the time. And the fridge is in the room right behind the parts department. So that's where this fish is wrapped up in brown paper. And I said, I want you to come in and I want you to pretend you're with Fish Alaska Magazine. You heard about this. You're doing a special on Arctic grayling, and you heard about this real nice grayling that he caught, and maybe talk to him about it. And he's going to be so ego-boosted, pumped up, that he's being interviewed. So I said, yeah, okay, we'll do that. Well, in the meantime, a friend of mine who's also been on the show, a local attorney who you may all know, did me a favor. I said, hey, we need to – I just suggested this as a joke – I want to take that fish out of that paper and I want to put an adult toy in there, you know, same kind of shape, same kind of length. And so he went down and he thought it was a great idea. And I was just making a kind of a joke, but I said, it'd be great to have him have this photographer come in here and then have him unroll this thing and thinking there's a fish in there. And then there's this adult toy in there. So he went down to the Castle Megastore, my attorney friend, whose name will remain, confidential, although it's Bill Satterberg. He went down there, walked in there, bought this thing, which is funny enough in itself. I wish I had a video of that. And so we unwrap it, and we go to the break room, and we unroll this fish the night before, and we put the fish. No, we didn't unroll. We moved it. We put it in a different cooler or something, and then we took the toy in the same kind of paper and rolled it up and put it in the same place the fish was. Then we set up cameras, okay? So I've got cameras in that room, dual cameras. He can't see them. They're up there. And then there's a camera with the undercover cop who's pretending to be a reporter for Fish Alaska Magazine. And he comes into the shop, and we're all just trying to bite our lips because we know what's going on. And he goes, he walks up, and he goes, hey, can I help you? And he goes, yeah, are you the one that caught the really nice grayling? I'm with Fish Alaska Magazine. My name is such and such. He goes, yeah, that was me. He goes, yeah, I'd like to do a little story about it. We're doing a story on Arctic grayling. And so he's all pumped up, and he's talking about it. And they're talking about how he caught the fish and how he brought it in and what a lure and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he goes, well, can I see it? He goes, oh, sure. Come on back. It's in the break room. So he walks into the break room. And I have this on a YouTube video, a private YouTube video, but Oh, it's just hilarious. But maybe I'll even play the audio portion of it because it's clean. It's just crazy. But anyway, he brings it in. He brings the guy back there, and he holds it in his hands in the black wrapper with two hands. He goes, yeah, this is it. And he goes, oh, can I see it? He goes, well, yeah. And he unrolls this paper, he goes, now you're going to mount this? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to mount this, thinking there's a fish in there. And as he unrolls it, he unrolls it further and further, and it's getting smaller and smaller because the diameter wasn't quite as big around as an 18-inch grayling. And then all of a sudden, it exposes itself, and you see the cheeks on my son-in-law just go bright red. And he starts to wrap it back up again, and he's on video for this whole thing. And we're in the back room. We're not seeing this, but he goes, so you're going to mount this? And he finally got it, kind of like Greg Fitzsimmons finally realized he'd been pranked. And he goes, oh, you bastards, you guys, oh, that was bad. And he walks out, and everybody in the parts department is laughing at him and talking about, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with that? You're going to mount that. So anyway, that was another one in a family practical joke we did that I thought was just hilarious. Like I said, I've got it on video, and it's pretty good. But anyway, I think we'll close with a little R.D. Mercer. I don't know if we have enough time to play it, but I'll just play one more, and you have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday. This is Craig, and here's R.D. Mercer.
This is Phil Peverty. May I help you?
Yeah, Phil, listen, my name is Mercer. I was in your cab about a week ago in one of your cabs. I was down there to Pensacola. Me and the wife were taking a little getaway.
Yes, sir.
And listen, we was in one of y'all's cabs, and we was going home. We had a little dinner, and then we was going back to the hotel down there. The one there that Howard Johnson died by the dog track.
Mm-hmm.
And we was out there, and listen, your cabbie, kind of started talking to us and such, and there was a blonde gal, and I didn't even think that much about it when we was in the cab, but, she kind of homely and such, and it turned out it was one of them transistors there that one of them men that dress up like a woman.
Get out of here.
That's what I said. And hell, it threw me off so bad, Phil, that I the cab ride was about $12, and I thought I'd give them a 10 and a 5, and I got looking at my billfold, and I gave him a 100 and a 5.
No.
Yeah, I done it.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I said, welp. I'm trying to figure, could you have a cab number, or can you help me with that? I mean, obviously, he must be thinking that you're the biggest tipper going.
Well, that's what I thought, or maybe thought I was, coming on to her, or him, or it, or whatever.
You got to give me a cab number. I mean, I don't know that we have a transvestite driving. That doesn't mean that we don't. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how many of them could you have down there?
We got 200 drivers, so, like I said, I don't know.
How many of them, wear women's drawers as a man?
Well, at 9 o'clock in the morning in the lobby.
Abigail.
Whoa. Sorry.
The office, probably nobody, but at whatever time they were in the cab, I don't go home and check out what their lifestyle is before I put them behind the wheel of a taxi cab.
So you don't really know one, and you'd have to do some checking.
No, if I, believe me, I'm getting a kind of a laugh out of this deal. Like I said,
it ain't funny.
Well, no, it's not funny that you lost the money, but it's funny that...
I ain't lost the money. You're going to give me the money back, or I'm going to whoop your ass.
Well, you better bring that on, buddy.
Well, by God, I will bring it on.
Yeah, well.
I'm out $85 out here.
Yeah, and your reaction to that is you're going to whip somebody's ass.
Well, I want my money. And you said, well.
I tell you what, any chance you had of getting your money, man, you better get your lawyer.
How about I come down there and give you about a five-knuckle introduction?
Well, you can come on with that, because I think that's kind of rude, man. I mean,
the rude thing is talking to me.
Why don't you tell me the cab number, man? If you can't even count your money, man, maybe you ought to get yourself some glasses.
You're going to need glasses the time I get done
with
you.
I've got glasses on.
I'm going to be on you like Michael Jackson on a Cub Scout. Well, it ain't going to be funny. That's $85 I ain't got to lose.
No, I'm hearing that. Well, why don't you try to give me a cab number?
I don't know the cab.
I got 200 of them there.
Well, he made a damn ugly woman, I tell you that.
I'm hearing that.
It was kind of a blonde, curly wig. Big nose. I think it had one of them stud things through it.
Okay. Was it a van, a sedan? What kind of car was it?
It was just a car, one of them just a regular sedan cars.
All right.
I got pretty worked up about this thing.
How long ago was this happened?
Last week.
Okay, what day was that?
It was Wednesday last week.
All right. And you were picked up at the Howard Johnson's over by the dog crack.
All right, we'll have to finish that at another time. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. We have run out of time. Be safe out there and stay warm.